As far as our lessons for next class, I've made some copies, but I wasn't able to make enough because the other copier is having some problems or was being used, and this one here is very slow. So is there anybody that knows for sure they're not going to be here tonight? Okay.
That solves one of those.
Okay. In between or after this morning, I'll make some more copies. So I'll get to y'all and get y'all some more copies. So whoever, I'm just going to do this random here. Now you got it off the wing.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Yes, sir.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
I guess so.
Hey, that worked out pretty good.
Thank you.
Oh, see, now that's how rumors get started. Ma'am?
Is this all? Okay, is this on the website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Now that we got that, that worked out pretty good, actually.
Yeah, just enough.
Okay. But I will make some more copies, so if any of y'all still want a copy, y'all still want a copy, Rocky? So, okay. I'll get y'all a copy this evening. Yeah. And if I haven't, please remind me, because it's not that I've forgotten you on purpose. I might not remember who didn't get a copy. So. Except for in Jeff's case. Okay. Get over here to that page. Now in our last class, we were looking at some thoughts that people might have about music or music as worship. And one of the things we were looking at is what if someone says that, you know, hey, wouldn't it sound better if we had some instrumental music or piano or whatever? Wouldn't it sound better if we use that to accompany our singing? So what do you think about that? Would it sound better?
Does it matter what we think?
Okay. Very good point. So it doesn't matter if it sounds, it might sound better to us, but that goes back to one of the basic things here. Who are we trying to please? Okay, are we doing this for just us, or are we doing this, trying to do this in a way that is pleasing to God? So, right, it doesn't, to the human it might sound better, but that's not the question that should be at hand. The question needs to be, is this authorized? Is this what we need to be doing? Is this what pleases God? So that needs to be the questions in mind. Does it accord to His will? Any other thoughts or comments on that before I go? No? Okay. Now, we saw this very idea in some of the examples we looked at in the last class. What about Uzzah? He was trying to keep the ark from falling over. Isn't that good?
We shouldn't have had it on the cart to begin with.
Okay. So that's one of the problems right there. Shouldn't have had it on the cart to begin with. And what
it was a violation. God said, don't touch it.
That's right. What he did violated God's law. So that's things we got to keep in mind. Just because we think something might be a good idea, we still need to recognize, is it authorized? And we see the same idea with Nadab and Abihu. What happened to them and why?
They offered strange fire.
Okay.
Not according to God.
Okay, so they offered strange fire. What happened to them?
Consumed by fire.
Okay. All right, so they were consumed by fire because this wasn't, this fire wasn't commanded or it wasn't authorized. So, can we run into these kind of problems today. We see examples of that. Is that something that we could apply to ourselves or to the world today as far as worship?
Yes.
Okay. I think we can. And probably most of the people who worship or sing with accompaniment of mechanical music, wouldn't you say that they were doing that to, they might answer you that they're doing this to maybe improve the service or the idea of, well, it sounds better. Because sounding better, isn't that what they're implying? It sounds better, so we're improving something here. And that is, when we go back to the examples we just looked at, that's one of the problems there. And when this happens, it might not always... It's very possible that they're doing this, they could be sincere about it. They could be really trying to improve it, but it goes back to the basic part of worship, and that is, it's out of His worthiness. We're trying to please God. Yes, sir.
There's an observation over history, I guess, that if you go back to when all this started, at least in our day and age, or started like in 1900, it was because people thought it would make the music, the sound better.
Right.
But I think all of us can look at it now, and I think there are people who still feel that way. But to a large extent, there's a lot of musical accompaniment now, but the music has become the entertainment.
Right.
It's a different, I don't know, a lot of people you would talk to today, I'm not sure they would say we have the music to make our singing better.
Right.
Because they're actually, in a lot of cases, not even doing the singing. Okay. It's coming from the stage. Mm-hmm. And it's an entertainment. And so the reason now switches, if they're honest enough to admit it, now switches to me and being entertained as opposed to what I do to declare the worthiness of God and worship God. It's changed over time.
Well, and we see that a lot, especially these commercials on TV, because they'll do anything, well, bring your kids because we're going to have this BMX group up here today. Because a lot of it has become entertainment. And so, yes, sir, Rocky.
When we study God's Word and we see, the pattern laid out for us, and we know what that pattern is, sometimes we don't always understand, God's wisdom behind some of His instructions. But it's interesting to observe that today, churches that do have either choirs or people singing or, a certain person, what you find absent in those places is people are not singing. I mean, they're letting other people do the singing. And we are to declare, praising and worship to God, and now it's kind of turned over to someone else. They're doing the work and removed a lot of the people. And they're relying on, the people that can sing good or the pianist or the organist. And so, God has given us this pattern, and then He meant it for some reason. He's got these purposes behind it.
Right.
You see the after effects, and some they depart from God's pattern.
And also with that, that's how we get some of the, maybe, I wouldn't know for sure how many, but I would say it'd be safe to say that a lot of people that are worshiping in this way might be doing it out of tradition. And because they might not even know what God's Word says about those things. So that's something we need to keep in mind too, yes.
Well, and then the people playing these instruments, that becomes their whole focus for going to church. Well, I can't miss church because I play the handbells, or I can't miss church because I play the guitar and I'm the only one that plays it, so I have to be there.
Well, it's more than that, too, because when I've been at a music store before, I've overheard some of these guys that work there, and it's a gig to them. It's a job. So, I get paid on Sundays. I play at this church. You can tell from what they're saying, what's going on in that church has nothing to do with them. It's a job. They're up there. They're getting paid to play some music. And that's basically I'm not saying that's in all cases, but I have...
A lot of the bigger churches, the singers are also professionals that are paid.
Really?
They aren't members of that church, yes. It's not even the members worshiping.
You mean in the choir?
Yes,
okay.
The vocalist.
Wow. Huh. I wasn't aware of that. I believe it, though. Any other...
They hire a lot of professionals for other things that go on there, too.
Okay.
And they have professional babysitters and, you know, things like that that come in and get...
So that's... They use professional instead of just some of the people... I mean, I knew some places offer babysitters.
Yeah, I mean, they pay them. I work in the nursery at church. I work in the nursery during church.
Oh, is that what they... Okay. So I guess we can see that this can run into different areas, of course.
It's like their church has become a business.
Right.
Corporation.
This might back up a step.
Well, you go right ahead.
Probably going to open Pandora's box here.
I was just leaving anyway. Go ahead.
When we're talking about music and what about what we listen to just on a daily basis? Any time that, and I'm asking this as a question, is any time that music with or singing with a spiritual idea in the song, are we worshiping? Or is it just the music or just the song? Or is it, do we have some part in that as far as our mindset, say I'm listening to an a cappella CD driving down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Is just because it's playing it's worship, or it has to do with what my mindset is also, right?
Well, on some of that, and I want to actually, when we get past some of this, I want to address that because Don had a question about... Not even just worship music. What about songs you listen to on the radio?
That's what I'm. That was my next part of that was.
Okay.
Was,
we had a long discussion this morning.
Was listening to music, maybe religious type songs, gospel type music, quote unquote, that's got music accompaniment, rather than listening to rock music or country music,
right,
or those things with the lyrics that they have. But is just because it's a religious or it's a gospel song, and maybe it may have music accompaniment, am I worshiping, or is just because it's playing, or is my mindset have something to do with that I could listen to that and instead of the other?
Well, one way, okay, I do want to address this further,
okay,
but I want to do some of this first, but
okay,
just one thing to just think about. Quickly about that, take for instance, if we're in the assembly, when you partake of the Lord's Supper, are you worshiping? What if your mind's not there? As far as we see, yes, you're proclaiming your belief. You might not really be worshiping vertically, but that's just something to keep in mind. But we will address some of that, because I did... Like I said, Don had the question there. We will look at that before we're out of class here. But I want to finish up some of these other things, and we will come back to it. But that is a good question, Jeff.
Yeah, because I
wanted
that.
So, let's see where we're here. Okay, so we're looking at the ideas, so I think it would sound better as far as the musical instruments, not me personally, but I'm talking about people saying that, okay, it would sound better, and what we need to keep in mind is, even if it did, in our perspective, okay, even if we thought it sounded better, that in itself doesn't okay something. That in itself doesn't authorize something. We see that at the examples we just looked at, because the idea of is, you know, isn't it better to move the ark on the cart? You know, what if you reasoned from man's thoughts on things? You know, man, it's a lot better. We'll put this thing on the cart. then these guys, you know, they won't have these back problems down the line, having to carry that heavy thing. You know, they won't have bursitis. You know, we need to put this thing on the cart. That's the best way to go. But, see, when we reason from our reasoning, I mean, that's... I'm not saying that's why they did it. I'm just trying to provoke thought here. That could be some pretty decent reasoning. I mean, that makes sense, you know, that if we say we're doing something for that reason, but number one, we see that no matter why they were doing it, it wasn't authorized, and God didn't go for it. Yes, sir?
There may be nothing morally wrong with our reason. There's nothing inherently wrong with it, but it's just not God's way. It's about God wants. What He wants from us is that's true worship.
Because it's not up to us. That's the bottom line. Okay. And just one thing we need to keep in mind is the most important question that should enter into our heads when we're trying to worship God or anything that we do is this going to please God? Okay. Is this what God wants, and is this what God has authorized? Any comments or thoughts? No? Okay. Now, another thing we looked at, we also talked about how if one might agree that there shouldn't be mechanical instruments, is it a problem if all that is being done is a cappella? Okay. Now, let's stop for a moment, because I think some of the confusion that we're having, at least I know of a little confusion on the word a cappella. So I wanted to pull up a definition on this word so we can have a better understanding of what I meant by some of my questions I was asking as far as what I mean when I'm using this term. From the Webster's Online Dictionary, I pulled up a couple different ways that this word or term is used. Says that a cappella music is vocal music or singing without instrumental accompaniment. So we see number one, it's without accompaniment of an actual mechanical instrument, okay? Or a piece intended to be performed in this way. A cappella is Italian for like the chapel music, okay? A cappella music was and is often used in church music. It also goes on that Gregorian chant is an example of a cappella singing, as is the madrigal. I'm not sure, I'm not familiar with what that is, so I'm just reading that part.
Madrigal?
So,
madrigal?
No, the Gregorian chant.
No, what did you say about madrigal?
As is the madrigal. I'm not positive what that is.
It's like the row your boat when you do it in different
rounds.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, thank you. Okay, maybe it's not. So, well, anyway, that part's not important. What I'm looking at here is this idea of the music and singing. Okay, so it starts to form an idea that this is something vocal. It's music or singing. And then it also says a choir singing without instrumental accompaniment is called an a cappella choir. Non-accompanied vocal music is considered a cappella due to restrictions on the use of instruments in medieval churches. Now, so where did I get some of this stuff? You know, my main point is how this term is used. And then we're going to go into that when we look at some other points here. Now, it also says many standard choral works are a cappella in that no accompaniment is written in except perhaps for rehearsal purposes. But in the modern parlance, It applies to vocal performers who disdain instrumental accompaniment in all cases. A cappella music attained renewed prominence in the 1980s and 1990s, spurred by the success of songs by popular recording artists, and it goes into some people, that's not important. It says that arrangements of popular music for small a cappella assemblies usually include one voice singing the lead melody, one singing a rhythmic bass line, and the remaining voices contributing chordal accompaniment. In Japan, these parts are known as vocal bass and chorus, respectively. However, many contemporary a cappella groups have adopted other approaches, including polyphonic treatments and human beatbox effects. So the idea here is when I'm using this term a cappella, I'm talking about something that comes from the mouth. Okay, as we see in this definition here, it could be singing, or it could be what they're calling vocal music. And what I, from the other things put in here, I'm calling vocal music as imitating instruments with your sounds. Okay? So, keeping all that in mind, so we see from this definition that the word a cappella can include the accompanying of singing with instrumental sounds. Okay? But it is someone making a noise or sound with their mouth. There's no mechanical instruments involved. Okay, so we would agree with that because there's no mechanical instruments involved. So I had asked the question last week, is all a cappella acceptable? And when we answer that, we need to keep in mind what we mean by a cappella. So is all a cappella acceptable? No. Okay. So all a cappella in connection with worship, no. Okay. Why not?
Well, not if they're trying to make it sound like instruments.
Right. I'm not sure what you meant by that, Jim. Well, you mean because you mean the thought process and while you're singing?
Yeah, I mean, comes from the heart. If your heart's acceptable, then your worship comes. I'm not sure where you would come from.
Right. Well, just one point on that. You could. It might be kind of hard to argue that point of it because in the Old Testament, when they did worship with the instruments, it was from the heart. So I don't know that we can necessarily hit it from that angle. But what I had in mind is that singing, when we sing the words, it is a cappella. It falls in that definition of what we looked at as a cappella. But not all a cappella is singing, because it even said in that definition, this beatbox, making bass sounds, these are sounds that are coming out of the mouth, but it's not classified as singing. So when I say that singing is a cappella, but not all a cappella is singing, that's what I mean.
So you're saying just the act itself. The act itself, not... Because I believe the worship could be in vain.
Right.
If, you know, if your heart's not right, then you can sing all you want. It could still be in vain.
Right.
So you're just saying the act itself. We're talking about just the act.
Yeah, well, what we're looking at right now is what is singing,
right, okay,
in connection with this term.
That's what I said. I wouldn't choose you.
Ryan?
I already lost what I was thinking of now. Okay, what I was thinking of was, what about the words? Like, how are you expressing your praise to God and without saying anything? And just making
you mean
noise.
Those that are making the sound,
yeah,
right. I would agree with you, and that's some of the verses that we had looked at. Did you, Rocky?
Well,
you
I
had a comment.
Yeah, I was going to go to one of your eight witnesses that really answered that question. 1 Corinthians 14:15. It says, "What is the outcome then? I shall pray with the spirit. And I shall pray with the mind also."
Right.
I shall sing with the spirit, and I shall sing with the mind also. What would you think if someone got up to read prayer and started making sounds like bass sounds? That's not with the mind, it's not with the spirit. Just as we would do that in prayer, we would do that in singing. We got to sing with words and have meaning. And just sounds that have no meaning is not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be singing with the spirit and with the mind.
Okay. Especially when we're together as a group, because I'm not sure how you could really be encouraged by just someone making the sound of that. Do you have a question, Pam? A comment?
I just had a thought. I knew a person a long time ago who took that even too far.
Okay.
Like if you're singing in worship and you have to stop and clear your throat and you miss saying four or five words, that you weren't worshiping because you didn't say the whole thought.
Okay.
And I thought that was going a little far.
I would probably agree with you. Well, because it didn't come out of the mouth right then, especially when we're in a service together, we understand you might have to clear your throat. There, something might come up. I know it happens to song leaders, because I know I might be up there and might miss something, but that doesn't mean the words weren't in here. Okay, they might not have came out the mouth, but as far as that part of that worship being acceptable to God, that if we're doing this the correct way, I mean, because we could sing all day long in there, and if we're, like Jim was saying, if our heart's not in, if our thoughts aren't in it, then that's not acceptable either.
It's more important than missing a couple of words.
Right. But that's a good point. I didn't realize that some people saw it that way. Thank you. Any other comments or thoughts? Okay. So as we looked at about this definition, singing is a cappella, but not all a cappella is singing. Now, what did we learn about specifics? As far as the examples we looked at this morning with Uzzah and stuff. Does that teach us anything on specifics, when God's specific about something?
Yes, yeah, do specifically what He says.
Okay, so he expects us to do it then, I guess you could. I don't think there's any doubt. You know, when you see the way that He addressed that problem, that shows you that He expects it a certain way. So, when God is specific, we better do it. Now, when we're looking at music as worship, and especially the eight witnesses and stuff, this music is specific to singing. That's what we see. That's the words that were coming up, or the verses that were coming up when I did a word search on singing and singing. So these were specific to singing, for the exception of when you look at Hebrews 13:15. Now that one doesn't use the term singing, and that uses fruit of the lips, and that's not just singing. It could be singing, but as we know, that could be prayer. Okay, so just something throughout there. Now, on kind of where we left off last week, I think that there's more than the building in mind. Okay, when we're talking about singing, when we sing, it's not really about our ability to sing. Okay, and what I mean by that is the melody that is spoken of is from the heart. It is not in the sounds itself. Okay, but the words and thoughts as we sing. Okay, follow what I mean? I mean, it's not just the act of those words coming out of our mouth. It's and not how beautiful they sound, which we usually, we have a result. I mean, it does sound beautiful, but that's not what my point is. My point is, it's our thought behind it. Okay, our heart and what we're saying when we do this, what we're saying to one another, and especially what we're saying to God, and when we're doing this. That's why it's important to think of what we're saying. I know people stress that, and that's there's good reason for that, because when you're doing this, that's what you're proclaiming. Okay, that's what you're saying. So we need to think about the words that we're saying. So it's not the sounds itself, but the words and thoughts as we sing. We see this in Colossians 3:16. That the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. So it has to do with this thankfulness and coming from the heart when we sing. When you sing, you reflect, or you should be reflecting and thinking about what you're saying. Words that are expressed from the heart are beautiful to God, no matter the sound. Okay, and you know, aren't we glad that He's not measuring our ability? Because that's the idea here when we're singing. It's not just the ability, but it's from the heart. And, well, I put a note here that, especially, and it's not limited to song leaders, but especially song leaders, that's things we've got to think about. Because when you get up there, you might could fall in the trap where you're leading, so you're more focused on the mechanical or the mechanics of this instead of the words. And that's not right. So we need to think about what we're saying. And also, not just those that lead, maybe with new songs. And I'm not saying it's wrong to learn or lead new songs, but we still need to keep that in mind when we're doing that. We need to think about what we're saying. I know we're somewhat having to look at the mechanics so we can learn the song, but we still need to think about what we're saying.
Well, that's why we shouldn't learn new songs in a worship setting.
Okay.
It should be a special arrangement.
Okay, so maybe we can look at the words first, figure out, hey, what are we talking about here? And then, okay. So it might not even be a problem with focusing on the mechanics to a point that we lose thought in what we are saying. It could be that this is a song also that we're so familiar with. We sing it all the time. It just sing it out of habit. So we got to be careful in that point too. We need to think about what we're saying, because that's what we're doing. And if we'll focus on God's worthiness and wanting to please Him, we'll worship Him with authorized music, that is singing. And as we do this, it will be with the thought, well, with thought and from the heart. Okay, so I've got about 10 minutes to address this other question. That bell just couldn't come quick enough. But no. Now, Jeff, on your question, if I misrepresent what you had in mind, jump in there, because I want to make sure I understand what you had in thought. I do know from what Don and I were speaking of this morning, I'm going to start there because that might answer some of your question, and then just jump on in there. What we were talking about this morning is the idea of, okay, let's say you're in your car, you're just listening to, not anything that would even be, quote, religious. It wouldn't be something you have to go to a religious channel or anything like that. It wouldn't be something that, it definitely wouldn't be in your worship, in your psalm book. Okay, so, question was raised, what if they're singing about God? Is that wrong? Okay, I think there's more than one answer to this question. Number one, we need to think about, just like we do in anything, context. Okay, what is being said in this song? Okay, first one that came to my mind, number one, just because the word God is used in a song doesn't necessarily mean it's worship. But it depends on the context and the meaning behind the song. Now, one of the songs that came to my mind, and y'all might not agree with me, I don't necessarily consider it worship. I don't know the name of the song, but there's a country song that'll come on, and it'll talk about this guy. He's got his little kid in the back seat, and they almost get in a wreck or something. Something comes out of that kid's mouth, and he's like, well, where'd he get that? You know, and then it also goes on to say stuff about, well, he walked by and saw his little kid praying. You know, where'd he get that? And then really, to me, the thought of the song is, kids get stuff from what they see. The example that we lead. Now, it talked about some stuff in there, God. I mean, prayer, isn't that something to God? But I don't think the focus of that song was to worship God. Okay, I think the focus of that song was to tell us something. Okay, and it may be to relay a message or to teach us something about, hey, kids are watching us, you know. And y'all might not agree, so I don't personally think that there would be a problem with that song. Because I don't think worship is in mind there. Now, there was also another song was brought up. And I don't know the name of the song. I'm not sure that you know the name. Do you know the name of the song?
The one about the wheel?
No, the one you said that there was...
No, I can't remember the one.
Okay. Anyway, there's a song, and jump in if I misrepresent. Okay. There's a song that was heard, and I don't think it actually comes out and says God anywhere in there, right? But it's pretty obvious what's being talked about there. And evidently having to do with...
Talks about her faith.
Her faith.
And why she is, you know, that she, you know, she stumbled, you know, at one time she rejected, but now she realizes that that basically she's back to her faith. But okay. It's not a...
Well, I don't... Let's see, depending... This way I'm going to answer this.
Okay.
We're going to have to think about the context. Is she just telling a story? Or is what she is conveying by this song worship? Now, I want to say that just because something's not in our song book doesn't mean it's not a song of worship. Okay, these are man-written songs. It's going to depend on her heart. If she was trying to convey God's worthiness, that's where we started with any of this. Worship has to do with His worthiness. And if she's trying to speak of that and show her devotion to Him because of that, you might call that worship. So I don't know. That's something you're going to have to think about. But that's just, I think we need to keep that in mind. Just because it's not in a song, but doesn't necessarily mean it's not worship. And to an extent, there might be something in there of what you were talking about, Jeff, as far as how you were portray in the song. Did I understand that
correctly? Well, let's say, for instance, you put in a CD that's made from a Kleinwood singing.
Okay.
I put that in the radio. I mean, in the CD player and play it. Is the whole time it's playing, am I worshiping?
Well, that's going to depend on you.
That's what I'm saying. I've got it's my frame of mind and my participation in that determines whether or not it's worship or not.
Right.
It can be playing, and you not be worshiping. Correct.
Yeah, well, that can happen in the assembly.
Well,
yes.
I understand that. And my next question would be, if it was playing and your mindset wasn't of a mindset to be worshiping, is it wrong to be playing it?
I understand what you're saying there.
In other words, if you're listening to music or you're listening to singing, not accompanied by instrument, and if your mind is not of one that you're worshiping at that point, should you be listening to it?
Okay. So
would I be just as well to flip it out of there and flip on the country station and listen to it? And, you know, you understand what I'm saying? I mean,
just because someone cut you off and you're really mad at them?
Well, not even necessarily that. I mean, you know, it's just, you know.
Let me answer that real quick just to make sure I understand what you mean. Okay, so we know there's no problem with the music. We agree the music's authorized. So what you're saying is it isn't a question of what we're listening to, but maybe our attitude when we're listening. That's something that's a good question. Me personally, I know for a fact when we're doing that, we should maybe to an extent reflect on what's being said. Now, are you singing to it or are you just listening to it? Because if you're singing it, you're saying it.
Probably, right. I agree with that. Most of the time, a lot of time listening. I won't say most of the time. A lot of time listening. Because it's like if I'm headed to work, I may be thinking about things that I have to do that day at work. Or it's playing, just like a, you know, FM 100 would be playing.
Right.
But I'm not singing. I'm thinking about other things and things like that.
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure that I'm capable of answering that question.
So,
but I think it is a good question. Don't laugh, Wally. Yes, ma'am.
I have a CD player on my desk at work.
Okay.
And I listen to CDs all day long, kind of drown out everything. And I listen to the CDs I have from the different singers. I don't sing along with it, but I listen to it.
It's just kind of background.
Yeah. I mean, I listen to them at work.
Right.
Or in the car on the way to work, or, you know. Now, if I'm in the car, I sing with them.
Right. And then at that point,
I'm listening to the words and stuff like that. Because I'm in the car by myself.
Yeah, I know you did, right?
Well, that's a very good point y'all have, but unfortunately, the buzzer is about to ring. But no, that is some good thoughts, and I couldn't answer that any more than what I gave answer for. Are there any other thoughts or comments?
I have one comment to make about that. I don't have an answer to any of the questions, but my opinion is if you're going to sing with that kind of music, you better be paying attention to what you're singing.
Right. Well, as far as the singing part, they agree.
But if you're just listening.
But just the listening, I think, is that question.
I don't have an answer for that, but that if you're singing,
I'm
you better
you
be
there.
Paying attention. That's my opinion.
He said he doesn't have time to budget about three.